Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Drink at an affordable price. You'll have a good time at those hustle games, so I would encourage anybody to get down there. I'm a little ashamed it took me that long to do it.
Story number two.
Grizzlies back in action tonight inside FedEx Forum. The Warriors are here, and the Grizz are six-point favorites. Could you ever have imagined, Bennett, if I told you last year at any point, I said, Bennett, listen, I can't get into the details, but just trust me when I tell you, on November 19th next season, the Warriors will be in town, and the Grizzlies will be six-point favorites. You'd be like, what? Like, what? how could that possibly happen? Well, we know how it happened.
Yeah. Everyone got injured.
Everybody's dead. If you go back and look at what was supposed to be the Warriors' best lineup last season, what was that? Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, Boogie Cousins. Four of those guys are hurt right now. Mm-hmm. They're not even playing for the Warriors or anywhere else. Four of them are hurt. Two of them aren't even on the Warriors anymore. So you will recognize Draymond Green tonight, but that is about it. Usually you get excited for the Warriors are in town because you get to see, at least in recent years, the best basketball team in the world and maybe one of the best of all time. And now this is something different. They're 2-12 overall, 1-6 away from home. Grizzlies 6-point favorite, tip at 7. You can listen right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Story number three.
Luka Doncic was awesome again last night. 117-110 victory for the Mavericks over the Spurs. And Luka, 14 of 27 from the field. He got 42 points, 12 assists, 11 rebounds. It is the second 40-point triple-double for an age 20 player in the history of the NBA. The only other person to ever do it at this age is our king and savior, LeBron James. And Ben Golliver tweeted the following earlier today, that Luka is right now on track to have the highest player efficiency rating. He's at 30.8 right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's on track to have the highest player efficiency rating for an age 20 player in modern NBA history.
Jeez.
It's just through 13 games, but it's better than, at the exact same age, better than what LeBron did, what Kobe did, what Shaq did, what anybody else has ever done in modern NBA history. So he is operating at a really high level. And if you had to redo that draft right now, is it crystal clear he goes number one?
I think so.
Yeah,
too. Yeah.
Luka goes one, I think. Trae Young probably goes two.
Yeah.
And then we could start arguing and making the case for Jaren Jackson after that. And I know some people would make the case for Jaren Jackson over Trae. I don't know if I would. I don't think I would. Trae looks like he's on path to be an all-star like mm-hmm. this year. Jaren, not quite that yet. But Luka Doncic would be the number one pick. And here's the truth. There were some people who said he should have been the number one pick, that people were getting too caught up in what they thought he couldn't do at the NBA level. Is he athletic enough? Is he quick enough? He gets where he wants to get. He goes where he wants to go. Makes shots. Tough. Big-time player. Big-time last night.
Story number four.
My colleague at CBS Sports, Ryan Wilson, posted a new 2020 NFL mock draft earlier today. He does not have Tua Tagovailoa going in the first round.
Interesting.
I would suggest that is going to be wrong. I cannot imagine a scenario, unless the doctors are lying, where Tua is in a first-round pick, 1-32, because initially the diagnosis was, it sounded awful. It's the Bo Jackson injury.
Yeah.
Might not be back on a football field for 9 months. It's like, oh, God. Well, then maybe then he drops out of the first round. But after Tua had the surgery yesterday in Houston, at least what the doctors are saying, and I got no reason to think they're lying, the doctors are saying it's not the Bo Jackson injury. It's a pretty normal hip injury. He can return to football activities in 3 months, and they do expect the full recovery. And if all of that is true, there's just no way 32 teams are passing on Tua Tagovailoa. He might go 15th instead of first, or 12th instead of third. But you tell me that the what the doctors have explained over the past 24 hours is true. I promise you, we get to the day, first night of the 2020 NBA NFL draft, there's no way all those teams pass on him. I saw one former NFL executive frame it this way. There's about 15 special talents in every draft.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of them. And if you actually think he's going to be fully recovered, you don't let him slip out of the top 15. It would be a mistake.
It's going to be the Patriots. You already know. Because he's going to fall. Like you said, he's going to fall. And they're going to get him. And he's going to sit behind Tom Brady and get healthy. And they're just going to be right back where they were.
I don't think he would be available where the Patriots pick.
Okay.
I would assume he's going to.
Yeah, he'll go earlier.
Like, if you're looking at the projected draft order right now, even if Joe Burrow goes first, right, to the Bengals.
Right,
let's say
right.
The Bengals. Redskins probably not taking a quarterback. Giants probably not taking a quarterback. The Dolphins could still take him at four.
Sure, they're going to be bad anyway, so you can wait. You got time to wait.
The Bucs would be picking six. You could take him there if the Dolphins passed for some reason. God knows the Broncos always need a quarterback. They're probably going to be picking in the top 10. Falcons are going to be picking in the top 10. He won't get out of the top 10. That's my prediction on November 19th. Even though a mock draft is suggesting he's going to drop out of the first round, I don't think he drops out of the top 10. Jeff Calkins up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Hearing, aw, you shouldn't have.
Without spending more than you should have.
Staples is celebrating Black Friday early with huge savings on laptops, printers, and more.
Like the Lenovo Flex 6 2-in-1 laptop with Intel Core i5 processor for just $499.99.
That's $300 off.
So why wait for Black Friday?
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/7/19 while supplies last.
Robert Owen Jewelers, huge engagement ring sale going on right now. Get bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. Great gifts for anybody's budget. Robert Owen Jewelers, four convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
The cold is here, and Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool wants to help you stay warm and cozy. Gas logs by Real Fire for indoor or outdoor fireplaces to keep you warm by the fire. Hot tubs by Caldera Spas to relax and soothe all of your troubles away after a long day. Don't forget about the kids this holiday season. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool has trampolines, play sets, and basketball goals. Come visit their showroom at 468 West Highway 72 in Collierville or online at OutdoorLivingMemphis.com.
When it comes to using data, everyone is different, which is why Xfinity Mobile created a different kind of wireless network. One that's designed to save you money by letting you design your own data, giving you more choice and control compared to other top wireless carriers. Now, you can choose unlimited, shared data, or mixed lines of each and switch any line, anytime. No one else lets you do that, or automatically connects you to millions of secure Wi-Fi hotspots and the best LTE everywhere else. So no matter where you are, we've got you covered. All while saving you up to $400 a year on your wireless bill. Xfinity Mobile, it's wireless reimagined. And now it's the perfect time to get the perfect gift. Get $250 off when you buy an eligible phone during Xfinity Mobile Beyond Black Friday. Call, visit a store, or go to XfinityMobile.com today. Simple, easy, awesome. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires residential post-pay Xfinity Internet. Actual savings vary and are not guaranteed. Offer ends 12/8/19. Requires purchase of new eligible mobile phone while supplies last. New line activation. Transfer of number within 30 days of purchase date and device payment plan. Credit applied over 22 to 23 months. For Xfinity Mobile broadband disclosures, visit www.xfinity.com/mobile.
Sponsored by Account Temps. Need help with year-end projects? Whether you need temporary support with inventory or tax prep, internal audits, or next year's budget, Account Temps has the highly skilled accounting and finance professionals you need. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
If you want to own a vehicle you love and deal with a family-owned business that treats people like people, not like customers, please go visit my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, 5389 Poplar. As I told you before, I'm not just a spokesperson for Mercedes-Benz of Memphis. I'm a Mercedes owner, have been for years. That means I have a vehicle that looks and feels great, makes me look and feel great. It's a mood changer. It's an image changer. And yes, I know it is technically a luxury vehicle, but there are actually very affordable Mercedes-Benz. In some cases, you can get an A-Class model, for instance, for as low as $32,000. So get over to 5389 Poplar and check them out. While you're there, make sure to take a couple of minutes and stroll through the AMG showroom. It's terrific. Now, the AMG models, these are high-performance machines. They look aggressive. They're super fast. You'll fall in love with them at first sight. So make sure to check out that AMG showroom at Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, 5389 Poplar. Also, understand this. When you buy a Mercedes-Benz from Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, you're purchasing 100 years of innovation in safety. So it doesn't just look great and ride great. It's also super safe. Go test drive one when you get a chance. Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, 5389 Poplar. It's 5389 Poplar. The winter event happening right now through December 2nd. They have great end-of-the-year-slash-holiday pricing available. That's at Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist. Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good. I'm posting my column right now. Penny Hardaway takes the high road, so how about it, Rick Barnes?
Penny Hardaway willing to put aside his personal differences with Rick Barnes.
Exactly. Penny's being the bigger man here, you know? He's a statesman, really.
Once again, Penny being the bigger man.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, that's the theme of my column. You can read it over at DailyMemphian.com.
So Penny Hardaway was asked today about Rick Barnes saying that he doesn't believe the Memphis-Tennessee basketball series will extend past next season. I didn't hear it with my own ears. You did. So just so we all make sure we're on the same page, what did Penny Hardaway say?
He said that he thinks that it's good for the state, for both programs and for the state, for the series to continue. And he said, in terms of, last year put a little bit of a damper on it, well, a little bit, but he said he is well past that, and he wants to go ahead and play the series. It was very quick and cursory and really did. I mean, I'm not going to pretend Penny took the high road last year because he didn't. But he did there, and I confess, I even went back and I said to him, you're in a press conference, you're wondering whether to ask another question on the topic because it went off to something else. And I said, all right, I'm going to ask him another question. And I'm going to say, I said, Penny, if this series ends, some will say that it's ending because of what you said after the game last year. What do you say to that? And I don't think baiting him, I don't think that's fair, but I was revisiting. I think it's a fair question. If the series ends, that is what people will say. And he just said no comment. To that, he said no comment. Like, he really did. Like, I'm joking that Penny, of course, took the high road in his statement, but he did. Like, that was that's what he did.
I guess I would argue this, that if the series ends, it'll originate with what Penny said. But ultimately, if the series ends, it's because Rick Barnes decides not to play it. Rick Barnes could put that aside if he wanted to. Coaches, like you and I talked about earlier this afternoon off the air, coaches who hate each other still play each other. John Calipari and Rick Pitino being the greatest example. Why? Because even if John hates Rick and Rick hates John, that game is important in that state. It's good for those fans. It's good for both universities. You play it. So this is one where I actually won't put it on Penny. Rick can use Penny's words as an excuse to cancel the series, but Rick would still be the one canceling the series.
Well, and prompted by our conversation earlier, I actually went back and looked at previous statements from Rick Barnes about this series. When it was he was the one who reached out to Tubby originally to get the series going, and he said the following: "We both know it would be a good game for the state and good for both universities." And then before last year's game, he said this: "He said everybody in the state knows it and talks about it. It has been a rivalry. When I got here, people asked about that game. Every time we went to Memphis for Big Orange Caravan, everybody said, is there ever a chance we can start playing that game again?" All those things are 100% still true. It is a rivalry. It is a game that people talk about. It is a game that people want to see. So the question simply is this: do you, and is it appropriate to put a personal grudge ahead of what you yourself acknowledge everybody wants to see? And in the end, I think it's not, you know?
I think it's not. If I were talking to Rick, I would say, I would read his quotes back to him. And I would say, I know you feel the same way about the game, about the series, about what it means for the state and the universities. The only thing, literally the only thing that's changed between the time you agreed to do this deal and the time you said what you said about this deal is the way you feel about the Memphis basketball coach. And you should be able to put that aside and continue the series because it's you, by your own admission, it's best for your program. It's also best for the Memphis program, and it's a game that the fans want, and it's good for both universities.
Okay, and then I'll just play devil's advocate. The argument would be, yeah, everything was fine, and then Penny acted in a ridiculous, low-class way. I'm just being devil's advocate here. He told me to get the F out, and so fine, I'm getting the F out. Like, she's the one who said get the F out. Why? I don't need it. I got Kentucky. I got Arkansas. I got Florida. Someone tells me I'm willing to accept a lot of things, but to be publicly insulted like that, I'm just not going to stand for it. You got to draw a line somewhere. There, how about that?
That's very good. A perfectly reasonable response. I would counter with this. I hear you. I know it must have been frustrating to listen to another head coach talk about you in that way because college basketball coaches, even ones that hate each other, don't talk about each other that way. So I'm with you. The point you're trying to make is that Penny shouldn't have said what he said, like I'll side with you on that one. But still, you've got to be willing to put that aside and have laser focus on what is best for your program and your fan base. And again, by your own admission, the best thing for your program and your fan base is to play Memphis. Take your feelings, put them in a box, or use them as motivation to go beat your brains in. But if you believed once upon a time that the best thing for your program is to play Memphis, then that's still true. Go do it.
I do think that's the right answer. And here's the other thing. People can argue on this one, who needs it more, right? Is it better for you or for me? I've heard a lot of that on Twitter. Tennessee doesn't need it. Tennessee's recruiting at a high level. And that's all true. Like, Tennessee is doing – but I actually don't think – first of all, Rick Barnes and Penny Hardaway are not going to be the coaches here forever. Neither one. They will be the coaches forever. Secondly, the particular calculus of which program is in better shape or which program needs it more or whatever, that will vary every year from year to year. It should not be a series that depends on those things being exactly equal every year. Some year, like how much does, you know, Alabama and Tennessee, that's not good now. It's terrible. Now, of course, they're in conference, but Louisville and Kentucky, they don't always need it equally. You don't have to readjust a series like this. You shouldn't have to re-justify every year. You should just play it.
I can make the argument of why it's important for both schools. If you want to argue why Tennessee needs it more than Memphis, it's because, hey, you've got a lot of alumni who live in Memphis. It's an opportunity for them to watch their alma mater beat up on the school that sits in the city in which they live. They take great pride in that because how much fun is it for Tennessee fans to actually get the better of Memphis in the only sport Memphis has ever really claimed to be better at than Tennessee? Like, when Tennessee beats Memphis in football, so what? You're supposed to do that every time without exception. But Memphis, all we ever heard if we're Tennessee fans is how great you guys are basketball, and now we're better at basketball than you too. So you combine all those reasons, add to it the fact that you're going to be recruiting in Memphis or that you would like to recruit in Memphis and playing Memphis and proving annually that you're better than Memphis. Not just playing in Memphis every 3 years, but proving annually, at least having the opportunity to prove annually every year that you're better than Memphis could theoretically help you recruit Memphis area players. Why do you want to go there? We show you every year we're better than them. That's the argument for why Tennessee needs the game. Now the argument for why Memphis needs the game. Same reason from the fan base. Memphis fans have always been looked down upon by Tennessee fans. But let's at least once a year in December have an opportunity to remind them, this is still the sport we're better at. You guys can focus on football and women's basketball and whatever else, but when it comes to men's basketball, we are the best program in this state. We'll show you every time we play. Beyond that, from a scheduling perspective. It is true. Tennessee's got Kentucky and Florida. They'll get non-league games, neutral court stuff. They've got a schedule that is going to be attractive with or without Memphis. More attractive with Memphis, but attractive with or without. Memphis, Wichita State's fun, Houston's fun, Cincinnati's fun. The rest of the league, I don't think Memphis fans care about that much. Ultimately, you have an 18,000-seat arena. This is an entertainment business. You're competing against an NBA, a franchise for fans. Get them into the building. And if you can give your fan base annually a game that you know they get excited about, then you want to give it. You want to try to give it to them.
No, I agree completely. And here's the other thing. So many of these rivalry, quote-unquote, things, we can say, well, like, is Ole Miss really a rivalry? Very clearly, the Ole Miss football program isn't better than Memphis' program now, but it has the upper hand, right? I mean, it just does. And money, finances, conference, everything else. Tennessee-Memphis certainly isn't even in football, although it is now. It's not even in football now. Like, this is an aberration. But this one, like, whatever. Tennessee has a lead in the series. I mean, the truth of the matter is, and that's just true. And there's nothing Memphis fans can say about that. Tennessee has a lead in the series. On the other hand, Memphis has been to 3 Final Fours. So, like, you can argue this back and forth and back and forth. And the other thing is that, I mean, let's be honest, how much is everybody looking forward to the game this year?
Right.
Tremendously.
The fact that everybody is looking forward to the game and arguing about a series that still has another year in it is evidence how much people care. Like, what? Like, I'm assuming, God, I hope, the Memphis-UAB series is going to end. Who cares? Like, have you heard anybody say anything about, I mean, you got to get UAB and Memphis on the same page. Nobody cares about that. Nobody. I don't even know why they agreed to do it when they did it. And so, but this Memphis-Tennessee thing, the fact that people are in my mentions right now arguing about it, even though I ain't said a word about it, or at least I've said plenty about it, I haven't tweeted anything about it, is evidence that people care. It needs to get done.
Well, and even from there are certain Tennessee fans who are supporting their coach in this. Yeah, we don't need to play this, right? I mean, I think you do see that right now to some extent. I don't think any of those Tennessee fans don't enjoy the game. Right, they just enjoy the satisfaction of telling Penny to get the F out after he told you to get the F out. And that's great. That's fleeting. That's fun. Yeah, we don't need you. Ha, ha, ha. But then you are there. You're sitting at home with your basketball and no game. Like, that's not – it's just not as much fun. You can't – there's no one who could tell me it's more fun to play some other team. Like, this isn't a trade-off from Tennessee about – they're still going to play Kentucky. It's not a trade-off with Kentucky. It's trade-off against some other non-conference game. And you cannot tell me there is a non-conference game that Tennessee will play that will be as entertaining to Tennessee fans as this game. And similarly, you can't tell me that there is a non-conference game that Memphis can play that will be as entertaining to Memphis fans as this game. And so the only reason not to do it, and I said this, by the way, back when Josh Pastor didn't want to play the series, is some personal agenda of the coach. And the series and the fans should not be hijacked. Even if, whatever, you can believe like Josh did that this helps Tennessee recruit, or you can believe like Rick Barnes does that Penny was out of line, or whatever it is, it shouldn't be hijacked by a personal agenda. They should just play the series.
Do you think the series will actually get extended despite what Rick Barnes is saying right now?
I don't know. I can imagine. Well, I mean, listen, he nearly went to UCLA, right? I mean, things do change, right? If they had been doing his buyout, he would have gone to UCLA. So, like, things change. By the way,
people don't focus enough on how crazy it was for him to say that publicly. I mean, that is the most insane thing to ever say. Would you have been at UCLA if they paid your buyout? Yeah, probably. It's like, what?
Yeah, absolutely insane. So, like, things can change, and administrations and Penny, like, everything. Who knows what's going to happen? As you pointed out, this isn't like football where you have to do it 5 years in advance. They can decide
You can decide it in July 2021.
Right. So there's lots of things that can happen. But I think the most likely thing that will happen is that Penny will still be the coach at Memphis. I think the most likely thing that happened is that Barnes will still be the coach at Tennessee. I think the most likely thing that happened will that Philip Fulmer will still be the AD at Tennessee. And given that, and Rick is successful now. So if Rick doesn't want to play this series, they're not going to make him, right? He's wildly successful at Tennessee. I think given that, I think it is likely that it probably will not be extended. I don't think you can probably overestimate how much these coaches don't like each other. And so I think it's too bad, but I think I would predict that it goes away at least for a little bit and comes again. It comes back. It will always come back again because it makes too much sense not for it not to. The only time it isn't is when someone screws it up. And but I think it probably will have a pause. What do you think?
I'm leaning towards your direction now, although like my instincts are to just side on the side of like cooler heads will prevail. They'll get this done. That's the thing. We're not asking these coaches to agree to do something they don't want to do. We're just asking them to do what they both have independently said they want to do. It's just that their relationship has now got in the middle of it. I want to be on the side of eventually Penny is going to do what's best for his program. Rick will do what's best for his program. And they both have publicly said what's best for their programs is to play. They'll play. But it is true. They really don't like each other. Like we talked about John Calipari and Rick Pitino not liking each other. And that is undeniably true. But if John Calipari and Rick Pitino were like at Peach Jam, they would sit together and talk, even though they pretend.
They do that the way that if you don't like someone, but you still pretend, and people have those people in their lives, you say, hey, how you doing? You know, whatever. Like, that's how they don't like each other. And then there are people who, like, won't sit next to each other because they loathe each other. Well, that's them.
Like, Penny and Rick, I was told this by somebody who's on one of their staffs. So it's one of their assistants. I won't say which school. But they were both at Briarcrest to see Kennedy Chandler. And it's like Penny rolls in with, you know, a couple assistants. Rick rolls in, couple of assistants. They walk right past. They never even looked at each other. They walked right past each other. There's only like basketball players and a handful of people in the gym. They did not even acknowledge each other's presence at all. And that's not like I've been in those settings. That's not normal. These men might have differences, coaches, but they'll still be like, under normal circumstances, hey Coach Barnes, how you doing? Hey Penny, how you doing? Good to see you. Like that's the way that would normally go down, even between two people who don't like each other. The fact that it was explained to me, that they were in the same gym watching the same player, literally walking past each other, and they didn't even speak or look at each other, suggests just how deep the disdain between those two runs. I think they probably don't like each other for different reasons. But they clearly do not get along, and it would be a shame if that's what causes this series to end. Last thing before I let you go, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. If you're Penny Hardaway and I told you, listen, pick up the phone and call Rick Barnes and just say, hey, you know, I was going through my first year as a head coach. I was in my first high-profile game. I let my emotions get the best of me. I said some stuff I shouldn't have said. I didn't regret it at the time because it was rooted in a good place. But looking back on it, I know I shouldn't have said what I said, and I don't know if it'll ever make things better. We don't have to be friends. We actually are competitors, but I just want you to know I shouldn't have said what I said, and if we can work around our personal differences to do what's best for this state and our universities, I'd still like to try to do that. Would you pick up the phone and do it?
Do I think he should, and do I think I should if I were in that position? Yes. Because I think the ability to see where you have been wrong and see the other person's side of something and is incredibly important in terms of getting along in this life and incredibly hard to do. So for me to say I would do it, I think is I got a long ways to go to say that I would do it. But do I think if it were me that I should do it? I even believe that even if you don't think you're wrong, right? Even if you sort of like, if you can at least see their side of it, I think there's something to be said for doing. I don't know. I mean, this circumstance, like I think I struggle with it, but I think acknowledging someone else's perspective is incredibly important and incredibly hard because we all want to be right. And we won't let, and we let being right get in the way of relationships and things that should be happening. And so I would like to think I would do it, but it's a work in progress. I'm 58. Maybe by the time I'm 62, I would do it. Like, it is hard, isn't it, to do that? Like, that would be a hard phone call to make. I don't think there's any chance of Penny making that phone call. Do you?
I don't think he would do it. I would like to think I would, although I know my shortcomings. I'm not the best at that either. But I would like to think that I could pick up the phone.
I'm better at it. Like, in the last, you know, I've gotten better at it. Like, just this year, I hope I've gotten better at it. But it's really difficult to do, to pick up and say, even if it's the old, just worry about your side of the street. Like, a lot of times people will say, I'm sorry, in order to get the I'm sorry from someone else, right? Like, well, I said I'm sorry, and they didn't even say I'm sorry back. Like, come on, what's going on there? Well, you're not supposed to say you're sorry in order to get a sorry back. You're just supposed to worry about your side of the street, and if you were had a half or was partly responsible for something, then you just acknowledge that, and then you're fine with your side. And whatever happens, happens. Let that go. But I think that's a difficult thing to do.
That is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow at 9 a.m.
My column's up, Daily Memphian. Penny takes the high road. How about it, Rick Barnes?
You can read it, DailyMemphian.com. We come back. Jason March is the head coach of the Memphis Hustle, and they're off to a 5-0 start. How's it been coaching Josh Jackson? We'll get into that next.
You wouldn't use an 18-wheeler to teach your son how to drive. It's too big. And you wouldn't take a family road trip in his toy car. It's too small. But using the Mercedes-Benz Metris cargo van to run your business? Just right. Only the Metris can haul, stow, and tow more than any other van in its class. It has the maneuverability to get through the toughest jobs and fits in your garage, too. And now with 0% financing, it's built around your budget. Because if you can't picture your son behind the wheel of a monster truck or squeezing your family inside a 2-seat convertible, we don't blame you. The only thing you need to picture is where the Metris can take your business. The Mercedes-Benz Metris. With 0% financing and starting at $26,570, it's just right. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Qualified commercial customers only. Offer valid through January 2nd, 2020.
Hey, it's John Martin here once again to remind you about my favorite spot in Memphis to grab a bite and a beer, or, hey, maybe both, the Blue Monkey. For 20 years, the Blue Monkey and their fantastic staff has worked hard every single day to make sure that you don't forget that every time you visit the Blue Monkey, it is a first-class, first-rate experience. They're fantastic. The menu is executed with quality products and quality prices, and they want to thank their loyal customers and their awesome staff. The Blue Monkey, better than ever. Thanks for letting us serve you, Memphis. It's been our pleasure. They got two locations, as always. 513 South Front Street, downtown, and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. Visit BlueMonkeyMemphis.com for the menu. That's BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey in Midtown on Friday night, Devil Train. On Saturday, the cassette sets.
So a few months ago, my car wouldn't start. I couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. It wasn't the ignition, wasn't the starter. So I got it towed, and come to find out, it was the computer system needed to be reset. And you'll learn, like I did, if you're getting a new vehicle, that computer systems in cars are the new normal, from electronically controlled transmissions, touchscreen displays, to dozens of sensors. But all this advanced technology, it's expensive to fix if and when it breaks. Trust me, I know. And it's why I became a CarShield customer, because CarShield has affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. Here's what I love about CarShield. You choose your plan, but you get to choose your own mechanic or dealership to do the work, and CarShield is going to take care of the rest. They offer 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while your car is being fixed for free. I've used that roadside assistance. It is one of the best services they offer. So get covered by CarShield today. Call 800-CAR-6000. Mention the code Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E, or visit carshield.com and use the code Doyle to save 10% today. That's carshield.com, code Doyle. A deductible may apply.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years, one of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. It's also where I get my custom-made Stant shirts, and now it's where I get my custom-made Stant pants, because, yes, James Davis now has custom-made Stamp pants, and here to tell us about them is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we've been talking for months about Stamp custom shirts. Three measurements, 150 try-ons for the perfect fit shirt. Now, Stamp and James Davis have the perfect fit pant. Three measurements, 90 try-ons, and done. Custom fit. We can adjust waist, seat, pant, leg for the most comfortable and best fitting pant on the planet. You choose five pocket, jean style, dress pant, many, many fabrics. It's amazing. You have to try a pair to believe it. Starting at $168 and a 2-week delivery.
Trust me, you'll love these pants when you get these pants. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, huge engagement ring sale going on right now. Get bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. Great gifts for anybody's budget. Robert Irwin Jewelers, four convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
Excuse me, Captain. This is your wake-up call from the new TracFone Wireless.
What's that now?
What if you had to fly this plane while sitting back in the cabin?
I wouldn't have any control.
Well, that's what it's like going with some wireless companies, but TracFone Wireless gives you control. Get unlimited talk and text on America's best 4G LTE network starting at $20 a month, no contract. Plus, unlimited carryover data with active service.
That's cool, but how'd you get in my cockpit?
This is your wake-up call, people. The new TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage, oh.
Jumping. Last night at the Landers Center, the Memphis Hustle played the South Bay Lakers, and they went at 137-120 to improve to 5-0 on this season. That's the best record in the G League, and the man coaching from the sideline was Jason March, who joins me now. Jason, it's Gary. How you doing?
I'm great, man. How are you?
I guess you are great. I'm great, too, but I'm not great for the same reasons you're great. You're great because you never lose as a head basketball coach. Is the goal, be honest, is the goal to complete the first-ever undefeated G League season?
We try to set more realistic goals, but no, we're definitely having fun with it. All the credit to our guys and playing hard and together, and man, it's been a lot of fun so far, that's for sure.
You know, I mentioned earlier, last night was actually the first time I've ever been to a G League game at the Landers Center or anywhere else, and I will tell you, it's different from a minor league baseball game in the sense that if you go to a minor league baseball game, you probably, unless you like really follow prospects, aren't going to recognize many people. But when you go to these games, there are recognizable former college stars all over the court. Last night at one point, Giannis's brother's on the court, John Stockton's son, Gary Payton's son, a former top five pick. It really is an interesting collection of talent that you now get to see every night.
Yeah, no, and I, you know, over the last few years, I think the G League has really done a great job. You know, last night before the game, I'm sitting there and I'm.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.